This is Amarins.
Hi, everybody. This is Arthur. Welcome to my podcast. This is episode 8, and today joining me is Archer from archerradio.com. Hello, Archer.
Hi, Arthur. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well myself, thank you.
That's good. Now, Archer is one of the, it's one of my must-listen-to podcasts. It's on my blog. I've listed as the podcasts I never miss. Although, I did threaten you, didn't I, that if you deteriorate, I'll have to demote you.
Yes, now have I deteriorated?
No.
At all?
Not at all. You've been keeping your usual high standards.
Of course, oh, good.
Although I don't know if that's going to continue now that I'm not going to be on the group show, but we'll have to see.
I know. I'm very sad about that. I am very sad.
Well, it's probably not going to be forever, so with any
luck. The point. We can look forward to your return.
Yeah. With a great fanfare.
Yes. I think your leaving the Archer gangbang shows is just as devastating as Rosie leaving The View.
Not sure she'd agree with that, but
she doesn't know anything about us, so.
Well, much to her loss, I'd say.
I would agree with that. That's true.
I was thinking about you this morning because I was playing some 80s music on my iTunes as I was sitting here working. And it was a typical boy singing to a girl sort of song. And I was remembering how you often sing along when you have your 80s songs in your show. Do you ever change the words? Like change boy or girl?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I do. Yes, I do. When they say like such and such her, I always put in him.
Yeah.
I don't do that on my show, but when I'm singing it to myself, I've always done that. Change the pronouns to match my sexuality.
Yeah. It always seemed a bit silly to be singing to a girl somehow. But
I know. There's a couple of songs. I'm trying to think who, like the Erasure songs and The Cure. Many of those songs I change the pronouns, and I think they fit really well.
Mm. So. Although a lot of Erasures are gender neutral.
That's true, too, yeah.
Although there are also a lot where he's clearly singing to a guy.
Right, well, because he's gay.
Yeah, so. That may have something to do with it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's like Tim Cormel keeps digging up all these gay singers, DJs and whatnot. And I'm thinking, where does he find all these people?
I guess you have to be like in the dance club kind of atmosphere to be familiar, because I have to tell you, I listen to his show, but I don't know any of those singers.
Well, I haven't either, except for Paul Lukakis, who we had on, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever it was, recently. He was the only one I'd heard of so far, because he had that big hit in the, must have been the early 80s or whatever, about Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's true.
So that was the only one so far that I'd heard of before, but, there's plenty of them out there. Although he's had Ari Gold on, who I've heard of.
I've heard the name, but I can't place like music or songs with these people. There's just for some reason I don't think of people.
I might be getting him mixed up with somebody else. But
yeah, I don't really know. So, but I love my 80s music.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because it brings back such great memories. Because I had some great years in the 80s when I was in high school and in college. So it was a lot of fun, and I just remember so much about it. So.
Yeah, which is funny, really, because the 80s was also the year of Reagan and the first Bush and things like that. But
true.
It's just not the same as now. I mean...
No, that's just it. There aren't songs that I connect to, through the 90s and the 2000s so far.
Yeah.
There just haven't been songs that I've connected to.
Well, so many of those songs, they seem like... a lot of them are remakes, first of all. But then a lot of the newer ones, you think... I can't imagine this ever being on some sort of solid gold ultimate hits collection in 40 years' time or 20 years' time or 10 years' time even. They don't have any staying power.
No.
I mean, people are still dancing to ABBA, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. They are. Very much so. What kind of music do you listen to now?
Well, 80s, of course. Still Erasure, because they're still recording.
Yeah.
And Pet Shop Boys and people like that. Also some different ones like Keith Urban.
Excuse me.
Who's a country singer. He's the one who just married Nicole Kidman.
I'm just not up on pop culture enough, I guess, because the name doesn't sound familiar. I mean, I know who Nicole Kidman is, but I didn't know who the singer was.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman, Tom Tom Cruise's beard.
Right.
Yeah, no, well, first of all, he's bloody gorgeous. But
I'm going to have to look him up now.
Yeah. Well, he was born in Whangarei, which is north of Auckland. I'm trying to think about how far, hour and a half or 2 hours, hour and a half north, something like that. But he's lived in Australia for quite a few years now, a bit like Russell Crowe. Australians claim him, but he's actually a Kiwi.
Now, in terms of like when I look at the map of Australia, I mean of New Zealand, sorry, where on the map would I see Auckland? Because I have a picture in my mind of the way the island is situated. Where is Auckland?
Well, you know how the North Island is kind of like a left hand with the thumb upraised?
Yes.
Well, if you go down the thumb towards the bottom of the thumb, that's roughly where Auckland is.
Okay, so it's in the northern part of the
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they call it the North Island.
Okay, so I was wondering if that was really the south, depending on how you turn the globe, but I guess the directions are still the same where you are.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the other day, it was in my last podcast, I was talking about the accent in southern Illinois, and I said something about southwest Missouri. Well, I meant southeast Missouri, but in my mind's eye, I was looking down from Chicago towards southern Illinois, and so from that perspective, that was the west, but it was actually the east. If that makes any sense.
That does totally make sense, as if you were standing in Chicago looking down.
Exactly. Yes. I'm such a visual person. It gets in the way
me
sometimes.
Too. Me too. That's funny. Sometimes people don't know what I'm talking about when I'm trying to describe things, because I'm seeing it in my mind, but I can't necessarily get it across verbally. So.
Well, that's often the way for me too when I'm trying to find my way somewhere. I can visualize the landmarks, and I know where the streets go, but I wouldn't have a clue what the streets are called. I just have to
Oh, very go. True. Yeah, very true.
But
that's why I rely so much on our GPS navigation system, because I don't know the names of the streets.
Which system is yours?
I have the TomTom Go 910.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We
call it Susie.
Well, funny that. We have one by Navman, which was originally a Kiwi company, and he sold out to Brunswick, which is a conglomerate. They ran into financial troubles, and they started selling off their various divisions. And so Navman's been broken up into 1,000 pieces, pretty much. Uh-huh. But it still was an excellent system. And the one that we have, you can choose the various accents and whatnot. I think the default is an American woman, which is kind of odd, really.
That's what mine is, the default, and we named her Susie.
Well, we picked the British accent because it was closer, but we named it Miles.
Oh.
As in traveling miles. We thought we were very
clever. Oh, okay. That's good. I was thinking, ex-boyfriend?
No. But the thing that was really freaky when we were listening to the American one, was we have roundabouts in New Zealand all over the place, instead of a stop sign, for instance.
Okay.
And you have to go through the roundabout, and you have to go all the way around if you want to turn right, because obviously we're on the other side of the road. So the American voice would say, "Take the third exit at the roundabout." And we're like, well, do they know which direction we're going? Because it's an American accent. But it must be all by software, and so it just, little voice things are dictated by the software probably. It's not like...
And do you call them exits there on the roundabout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere in America, and I can't remember where it is, they used to call them traffic circles.
They still do, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, still call them traffic circles, yeah.
It just seems a bit cumbersome somehow.
Well, but it is a circle, and there's traffic traveling around it.
They started putting them in Chicago just before I left to try to slow down traffic, because people would just run through stop signs or yield signs, as y'all call them.
And, yeah.
They thought that if people had to go around something, they'd slow down a bit. But I don't know if it ever worked, because I left before it got too far along.
I think they're a pain in the butt, myself. But
well, they do take a bit of getting used to. I mean, I'm used to it.
Yeah, because I don't know which lane I should be in, and because I've gotten stuck a couple times and gone all the way around the circle before I find the exit I'm supposed to be at.
Well, just as long as don't do it several times, you're all right, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true. Because they have them in D.C., and the boyfriend always drives in D.C. I won't drive in the city.
Yeah.
So I watch him, he navigates them really well. So I'm just not very good at it.
Yeah, I've never tried to drive in D.C., and I don't think I'd want to take it on, to be honest.
Now, in New Zealand, you drive on the left side of the road, right?
Yep.
And your steering wheel's on the left side of the car?
On the right
I mean,
side.
the right side?
Yeah.
Right side, yeah.
Yeah, and
Okay.
that
I
took some
think
getting
that would
used to.
take some. Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that would take some getting used to.
It's actually not as hard as you'd think. Once you get over the initial shock of being on the wrong side of the car and all that sort of stuff, it eventually becomes fairly easy and sort of second nature. But the thing that I couldn't do is I couldn't drive manual here
Oh,
because,
yeah, with your left hand.
exactly, because what kept happening, because the car that Nigel had when I first got here was a manual, and when I would go to change gear, I would drop my right hand. Of course, there's nothing there but the door handle, so that wouldn't do
Right.
any good. So we've had
Yeah.
automatics ever since.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Forgive my coughing. I know I keep coughing in the background, but I'm having terrible sinus issues because it's
Yeah.
late spring, early summer here, and all the pollen and stuff is tickling my throat terribly.
Yeah. I had a lot of trouble with that sort of thing when I first came to New Zealand, because there's all sorts of pollens and whatnot that I had never been exposed to before. So the
Now
first spring
it's,
was really bad.
but now in terms of seasons, you're in fall, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What month is this? Oh, this is May now, isn't it? Good
Yes,
grief.
today's May 1st.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, it was May 1st at some stage.
Right. It's
No.
May 1st for you right now, but for me, it's still April 30th.
Yeah. Yeah, I
That time thing has me all screwed up.
Yeah, well, you're talking to the future and I'm talking to the past.
Exactly.
I always had great fun with that, especially around New Year's, because sometimes people would want me to ring them when it was midnight here. Well, that was actually at the millennium. That was the only time somebody wanted me to ring them at midnight my time. And I would say, well, the future's fine. We survived. My brother was in emergency services at the time, and he particularly wanted to know if anything started crashing when the millennium turned over. And of course, there
Oh,
was no
yeah.
incidents whatsoever,
Yeah.
which is what he suspected, but still, he just thought it was cool to get a call from the 21st century.
Yeah.
Even though technically it wasn't until the following year, but we won't go there.
Right, for that you're right, because there's people have debate about that and have had for
Yeah.
years. But so when are we going to see a picture of Arthur on the website?
Yeah, I heard you talking about how Calvin didn't have one. I
Yeah,
thought,
and that's what made me think of you. I'm like, you know, think about that for a minute. Arthur doesn't have any pictures of himself on there either.
Well, I actually, oddly enough, did a post about that sort of thing. Must have been around Christmas time. And the lack of a photo isn't on purpose. I didn't set out to be secretive or anything like that. The honest reason why I didn't post a photo, like with my profile, for instance, was because I didn't have a decent one at the time. And I'd gotten the blog space set up, and I wanted to make comments, and I needed to have something on there. So I just found that lapel pin of the crossed flags, and I thought, oh, that'll do. And then it became sort of almost like a logo after a
Yeah,
while. And
especially now with the
oh,
podcast.
yeah. Yeah, because I do try to use that for most things, especially the Frapper map and things like that. But
Yeah.
I do need to put a photo up at some stage. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
So then that means you need to start a Flickr account.
I have one, actually.
Oh, you do.
Yeah,
Is it under the Emrens
it
name?
is. If you do a search on Flickr, you can find it. The only things that are there right now are a three-page mashup of Ted Haggard's resignation letter.
Okay.
Nigel had gotten a hold of it and edited it to reflect what he meant to say rather than what he did say. So it's quite funny, but it's a bit dated now. Now that's
Yeah,
up
it's a
there,
little
and
dated.
my pictures from our Australian trip last year are also there.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at. Sydney Tower, 18, November 2006. I can't get used to the date change, that date, the way that people do dates in different countries too.
Yeah. Well, what confuses me even more is that some use the, what do they call it? What's the international convention where the year comes first? And that gets even more confusing.
Yeah, that would drive me really nuts.
I think Podomatic lists all my podcasts by year first, if I remember correctly.
Well, I keep looking through here for
Oh, there's
there's no
nothing of me.
pictures of
No, I
oh
didn't post
well.
any.
Okay, I'll quit wasting bandwidth.
Well, what I can do is there's one of me somewhere on my best friend's blog, and I'll try to find the actual link, and I can point you in that direction so that you can see what we look like.
Cool.
I can't remember offhand when that was. It's not a great photo, but it'll do.
Well, you know, I try to remember things like because I was thinking of Calvin when he left that message. He's like in his 20s, right? He's like
Yeah,
25, 26.
something like that, I
And I
think. Yeah.
was trying to remember how old you were. How are you? You're in your 30s?
I've never actually said.
Well, so tell us, how old are you?
This will be a Emerins exclusive because I haven't revealed this anywhere. I this year turned 48.
48? Oh my God, I would never have guessed you were 48.
Well, that's because I'm so young at heart.
That's what it is, yes.
No,
well, that kind of that explains your amount of wisdom and intelligence, because your years, you've had to gain all of that.
So you're saying I've been around the block a few times.
Yeah, I guess so. Too funny. Well, you know, May is my birthday month. Okay. I turn 43 at the end of the month. So everybody, all your listeners have to send well wishes on my birthday, May 29th.
It's the 29th, is it? I'll make a note of that.
Too funny.
Yeah. My last podcast, is speaking of notes and whatnot, I'd mentioned in passing my Frapper map, and I said that I was jealous because QCast Connecticut had so many pins, and they even had a theme song and all that.
Yeah.
And I just got a comment from Michael. Is that who it was? Yeah, I'm sure it was. Anyway, he said that Mr. B might be willing to do a theme for me with a New Zealand accent. And I thought, oh, I couldn't possibly do that because that would be diluting the the presence on QCast Connecticut. So, but I thought, then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, maybe it is that theme song that's attracted so many pins on their map.
Maybe it is. Well, you know, I had the Frapper map for a really long time, and then I supposedly got rid of it, but it was on my website for a while without me knowing it. And then I just got back to doing the Frapper map thing. So, and I see that I am on your Frapper map. Good. I was curious to make sure that I was on there.
You're my first pin, actually.
Seriously?
Yep. Apart from my own.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's
now you have a lot on there.
I've got a lot of visitors, but a lot of those are just people who sort of casually pass through. Because it records everybody who accesses the blog page, whether they meant to or not.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, somebody who, say, gets there through an irrelevant Google search, which is where probably a good chunk of my blog traffic comes from, they get a little mark left on there. But people can still leave a pin without leaving any details, and I think there are a couple who probably have, because the pin looks different. That's the only thing I'm basing.
Yeah, is it the blue ones, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm surprised you don't have more pins in New Zealand. I only see like three or four.
Yeah. Well, I know I have some listeners in Wellington and a few that access through Auckland, even though they're not necessarily in Auckland. The system thinks that's where they are, but they don't necessarily leave pins. Because the blog is, to me, is a bit unusual. Maybe it's not that unusual, but to me it is, in that I have these two distinct groups of people. I have the blog readers who only read the blog and they wouldn't listen to the podcast, and then I have the podcast people who probably never go to the blog.
I hate to tell you, but I rarely go to the blog except to comment on your podcast.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I don't have any problem with either. It's just I've thought to myself sometimes, well, maybe I should split the two. Maybe I shouldn't bother the blog readers with the podcast stuff, and since the podcast people very often don't go to the site to leave comments anyway, maybe I should just use the Podomatic thing. I don't know.
Well, I have two sites separate. I separated mine early on to keep the blog separate from the podcast. But well,
eventually,
it's hard to keep up with them, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I haven't posted on my blog since last Thursday.
I noticed.
I'm sorry. But there's sometimes I can talk about things, but I don't necessarily sit down and write about things.
Yeah.
If you've ever looked, if you looked at the archives of my blog, I actually don't do a whole lot of writing. It's all a lot of pictures being posted, or
and videos, you know, and stuff.
And videos, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I initially started the blog primarily as a writing outlet. I should have done it years ago, but didn't for a variety of reasons. And but then after a while, it was like, well, that's not quite enough because I want to do some other things as well. So that's basically how I got into podcasting.
Well, you know, the next thing you're going to have to move into is video.
Well, apparently that's the progression.
That is the progression.
But I tell you, there's one thing I'm actually quite interested in trying out. And I don't know what the genre is called, but I call them audio documentaries. And National Public Radio does some of that in America. ABC Australia does some excellent ones. And basically, they are shows where it's like the audio track of a documentary. You know, they have interviews and voiceovers and whatnot, But in they obviously there aren't any pictures, so what they do is they use background sound, ambient noise and whatnot to illustrate the interview or whatever it is they're talking about. Like if they're talking about a family, there might be sounds of children laughing and playing in the background. That sort
of
thing.
Oh, cool.
And I'm just fascinated about how these people take sounds and build a mental picture out of that just by using sound, because there are no real pictures. So someday I'm going to give that a go.
I think that takes some talent to be able to choose the,
I think so too.
And you know, the right kind of music.
Yeah. And I don't know that I'm up to it, to be honest, but I just think it would be fun to try.
Well, it would take you some time, yes. That's for sure.
And oh, it certainly wouldn't be a regular show, I'll tell you. Because those people, they've all got staff to do it. I mean, I imagine they do. They couldn't possibly be one person.
Oh, right. And I would guess that they have access to a huge library of music as well.
Yeah, and all sorts of ambient noise as well. Because, I mean, they probably have people who just go out with a recorder and record various things because they might need it one day. You know, that
right.
Sort of thing. But I don't know. I just think it would be fun to give it a go.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
But just probably just once.
Just once.
Yeah. But we are getting a digital video camera.
Oh, cool. What are you going to get? Do you know, have you already got ordered it?
No, we don't have it yet. We probably won't get to it until June or July or something. But the only thing we know for sure is that it's not going to be a Sony, because apparently everything is proprietary and they have to have special connections and all that sort of stuff. Who was I hearing that from? Was it Tim?
I actually think that it was Michael from QCast. We were talking about video cameras.
Yeah.
And I thought he was the one who was saying something about that. Maybe it was Tim, too.
I can't remember.
Well, I have a Canon, and it just uses FireWire to connect to the computer to, uh-huh. You know, upload it and stuff.
And that works
but
well?
But Michael, yeah, it works very well. Michael from QCast doesn't want to have a camera that has any kind of tape in it.
Yeah.
He wants a camera that has an actual hard drive in it.
Yeah, that's what we're planning, too.
But the tape, I never take the tape out of the camcorder. It's just I plug in the FireWire cord, and I take it all from that. Well, so the tape really isn't a big deal.
We have an older tape recorder. What do they call it? VHS-C or whatever it is. The wee little kind of like VHS tapes, but they're really, really small.
Okay.
But it's just an analog recorder, and we haven't used it probably in years. And it's a bit of a hassle to transfer it. You can play it directly from the camera through the cable, kind of like some old digital cameras. But
right.
I don't know. It's just the quality isn't as good if you have to go to a tape as opposed to direct to a digital signal in terms of editing.
Right.
Because I have the same trouble with photos. In my work, I sometimes get photos to scan, and they're never as good as digital photos nowadays. Because you know they take their film. And it's probably it might be a cheap camera, cheap you know a disposable jobby something like that, and they take it just to the local chemist and they drop it off and it gets mass developed and mass produced, and the results are crap as compared to a digital photo nowadays. If the camera is
right,
set correctly.
Right, I was going to say, because the digital camera has all the settings at the you know when the picture's taken.
Yeah.
And you can manipulate them in the software, but once you scan a flat photo,
yeah.
There's nothing, not a whole lot you can do after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather that they at least gave me the film rather than you know the negative, rather than the print, because at least it's one generation closer to the original, but that doesn't happen.
Right.
But
tough.
Well, yeah. Oh, well. Well, we have been chatting for just about half an hour, just under half an hour.
Really? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're right. I look at the time now. God, time flies.
It does. It does. Well, we're definitely going to have to do this more often.
Yes, because I need to have you on my show sometime.
Anytime.
Okay.
Well, except for Wednesdays and Thursdays, my time.
Right. So.
But apart from that.
We'll have to record it either a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday, my time.
Yeah. Yeah, any of those work for me.
Okay, cool.
Well, thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I hope I wasn't too boring.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It's okay. Good to talk with you because, you know, obviously we've talked somewhat on your group shows before, but that's a bit different when there's a whole room full of people all trying to talk at once.
Yeah, that's true. It's very hard to get any kind of personal,
yeah,
you know, connection with someone when you're doing a group show.
Yeah. But, I do recommend that people check out your podcast, which is at archerradio.com. And, so thanks again for being on my podcast, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. You can leave a comment on my blog, amrins.blogspot.com, or send me an email, amrins@yahoo.com. And in the unlikely event that you haven't already had enough of me, Ramble Redhead has just posted a two-part interview with me, and you can get there by going to his blog, which is Ramble Redhead, one word, www.blogspot.com. I'll put a link in the show notes as well. And that's it for this Tuesday edition of my podcast. I'll be back on Friday with a regular edition. And until then, take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.